poets and spies. Let's say the china shop in this poem represents just the antique memory full of madeleines and fantastical conceits of the sort 17th century metaphysical poets adored. It doesn't just, a denial that John Tranter might have liked, but if it did, the word Madeleine in itself was one name the forged character played by Kim Novak in Vertigo assumed, and Tranter was fascinated often by Vertigo. Looking at the British flag on the projected submarine on the China shelf cover, I'm reminded that in one poem, Tranter was uneasy that Basil Bunting, the British poet, had worked for MI6 and was an agent in the overthrow of the democratically elected Mossadegh government in Iran, resulting in the Shah's autocracy and then the current Muslim government in reaction. John must have thought the empire's spying and poetry don't mix. But anyway, when The Age was more itself, the poem was published by Gig and Jason. On the bottom right of the China self sits, on bridge, Robert Burns, who abhorred conflicts engendered by the empire for wealth. The figurine has especially fine glaze, and Burns has a stern, reflective expression. Perhaps the function of the poet, as Burns recounted about the overheard caution, there's a child among you taking notes and faith he'll print it, is that the espionage in writing is too pure and dangerous to be contaminated by any secret passion, whether monetary, hungry, patriotic. Did you know the rich blood red on the dresses of those great bright figurines is made lustrous with real gold? Tranter was also preoccupied when young by Rambo's need to magic gold from verse. There are so many fragile possessions on this shelf, confronted by the F-16s, smooth nuclear submarines, wheels on tracks of the camouflaged bushmasters hunting. If on this shelf there is left only one Madeleine of Tranter, I would choose the Bunting.